The next part of the story concerns the birth of a guy named John the Baptist. But first we hear about what happens. We hear about how it is that he came to be. Now we know his father was Zechariah. We know this from the Gospel of Luke. He was serving in the temple. He's one of the priests, and they took turns, and it was his turn to make the sacrifices, and the angel appeared to him and said, "You're going to have a son." You know about this in Luke 1. You know, now Zechariah is old, his wife is old, they've never had kids. They probably figure they're never going to have kids, and he can't believe it. But before God does something, as the Romans and the Greeks had given them a common language, Herod had implemented at the time when they would come together, that he would call that to be born in Bethlehem as was promised. He made that rule. God also had someone who was going to foretell of his son. All the scriptures did. But he had one that was going to prepare the way. That was John the Baptist. Now his Luke 2, we know the story that there it is. His father serves in the temple. He, you know, this angel says, and he says, "I don't believe you." And he says, "Because you don't believe, you won't be able to talk." So he comes out and he can't talk, and people realize something has happened. He's had an encounter with an angelic being, with a spiritual being. And so they say, "Okay, what do we do?" So they do, and of course he has a son. So the second one is God prepares, first by giving John the Baptist a father in a very unique way. John the Baptist's conception was in the usual way, but it wasn't, because it took an act of God for that to happen. The second part of John the Baptist story is his mother Elizabeth, who we also learn about in the book of Luke. You know, that she, of course, is this lady who was too old to have kids. Her husband says this is going to happen, and she, we know how conception happens. But then she has to raise this son, and she recognizes who it is. It's her niece. Her cousin is Mary, who's going to be the mother, you know. And when Mary shows up, the child in Elizabeth's womb leaps for joy, and she recognizes this child that Mary is carrying is going to be the Savior. So she gives life to John the Baptist, nurtures him, grows him. His father, you know, gave him some teaching, but it was God who taught him. But Elizabeth bore the son that was to become the forerunner of Christ, the one that would speak of him, that would go ahead to prepare the way. We know that from the Gospels, that he goes to make level the roads, to clear the path. But the communication ways had started, but now this one comes. First he needs a set of parents, so God gives him two. A devout man who serves, and a woman who believes and teaches. Then also when Jesus was born, he had to have a father. So you know, his father's name is Joseph. And again, we know from Matthew 1 that the word of God comes to Joseph. Joseph has learned his fiancée is pregnant. He knows it's not his son. He's going to divorce her quietly because he cares about her. And engagement is a legally binding thing. You can't just walk away from it. It's a legally binding contract. So he's going to divorce her quietly, because he cares about her, but the angel reassures him. And Joseph has to wrestle with that, but he has to accept this child is his son. And again, he gives Jesus stability, he gives him standing. He takes away the sting and the stigma that God, Jesus would have felt. Coming from an unwed mother, he would never be accepted. So by his cultural standard, he does. Joseph has to take on by faith this son. And And of course, you can't have a child without a mother, so Mary is unique. She is seen as this pure and wonderful woman. She's young, she's a virgin. The angel comes and says, you know, you're highly favored. And she says, oh. But she said, how can I have a kid? I've never been with a man. And the angel says, don't worry. God knows what he's doing. He will bring it upon you, you know.